Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Snap announced it will introduce mid-roll ads during Snapchat Stories for creators in its Snap Stars program. Creators will earn a share of this ad revenue. The company already began a beta of the feature with a small set of creators in the U.S., but plans to roll it out more over the next few months. The NFT marketplace Scent halted buying and selling most NFTs on its platform since February 6th. According to CEO Cameron Hijazi, the platform found rampant issues like users selling unauthorized copies of other NFTs, minting NFTs of content they don't own, and selling sets of NFTs almost like a security. The company may introduce centralized controls on minting NFTs as a stopgap measure to reopen its marketplace. Last month, the NFT marketplace OpenSea said 80% of NFTs created with its free minting tool were plagiarized works, fake collections, and spam. China's largest chipmaker, SMIC, reported record revenue of $5.44 billion in 2021, up 39% of the year. This represents the fastest growth since 2010. The company plans to add more production capacity in 2022 than it did last year, investing $5 billion in three plants located in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. AMD has already confirmed the Ryzen 7000 desktop CPUs, based on its brand new 5-nanometer Zen 4 core architecture and the respective AM5 platform, will be launching in the second half of 2022. But Greymon 55 reports that launch may happen as early as Q3 2022, perhaps even at Computex, which takes place in May. Greymon 55 also reports AM5 motherboards are nearing production, and early samples are expected to ship before the end of this month. Foxconn announced a partnership with the Indian conglomerate Vedanta to make semiconductors domestically in India. Foxconn will invest $118.7 million to set up a joint venture with Vedanta, holding a 40% stake. The Indian telco Jio Platforms announced a joint venture with the German satellite provider SES called Geospace Technology. This company will look to deliver affordable satellite-based broadband in India, offering connectivity services with a capacity of up to 100 gigabits per second. Valve published the CAD files for the Steam Deck's exterior shell on GitHub, made available under a Creative Commons license. These could be used to easily create aftermarket shells and cases for the device. The company says it's looking forward to seeing what the community creates. NVIDIA announced its RTX 3090 Ti GPU at CES this year, offering faster memory and performance than the existing RTX 3090, and promising more information by the end of January. In response to inquiries by The Verge, an NVIDIA spokesperson said, "We don't currently have more info to share on the RTX 3090 Ti, but we'll be in touch when we do." In mid-January, the site Video Card Sources said NVIDIA paused production on the card due to issues with BIOS and hardware. A new proposal released by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sets out cybersecurity rules for investment funds. Under the proposal, funds and registered investment advisors would have to create written policies for handling cybersecurity incidents, as well as required to report significant incidents to investors and regulators within 48 hours. Dell announced the Alienware 34-cubed QD OLED gaming display at CES, but now announced it will be priced at $1,299. The monitor offers a 3440 by 1440 resolution, 175 Hz refresh rate, and 1,000 nits of peak brightness. to monitor ships this spring. Twitch updated its username policy to now ban names that have explicit references to sex or hard drugs, excluding alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana. The new policy goes into effect March 1st, after which existing usernames in violation will have to reset them. The insurer Avira reports that home insurance claims involving VR headsets increased 31% in the year in 2021, with an average accidental damage claim of £650. Overall, VR-related claims increased 68% since 2016. Opera will enable emoji-based URLs in its browser in partnership with the company Yat. Yat sells these emoji URLs, which it calls a Yat. Other browsers can still access these URLs, but have to precede them with Y.AT. The Opera browser can just use the emojis. Apple registered 3 new Macs with the Eurasian Economic Commission, including one laptop. Apple devices generally appear in the database about 1 to 3 months prior to release. The EEC requires registration of any device that relies on encryption technologies. And finally, Google designer Ben Gold shared details on a smart lamp called the D-Light. The stark white light includes a circular base with an oval LED panel that can be swiveled 90 degrees from straight down, designed to provide optimum lighting for video calls. It can also be controlled by Google Assistant like a smart bulb. Only Google employees can purchase the D-Light from the company's internal store. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.